This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Speaking of divorces.
More?
Terry McLaurin?
Oh, there you go.
Washington Commanders? They going to make this work for the kids or what? What was the reaction in town to that press conference? I'll just tell you that in Atlanta watching that, my first thought was, I knew Terry McLaurin was this upset because his agent had kept making it very, very clear to anyone who would listen, mostly like Jeremy Fowler over and over again. He kept taking the bait and just posting stuff. And Jordan Schultz was the other guy that like you couldn't go 3 days without him saying how mad Terry McLaurin was. I guess I just thought he would high road it a little bit more than he did or no sell it. Maybe there just wouldn't be as much honesty and candor as we got. And don't hear that as he shouldn't have done that. I'm glad that he did. Don't hear that as Terry McLaurin did anything wrong. I don't think he did. I think this is a guy that feels like he's earned his money. He's a professional. He's a grown-up. This is not a dispute from someone who is in the wrong in terms of the play over the last few years. He's earned the right to do whatever he wants as far as I'm concerned. So I'm not upset at him, but I was just surprised because it's Terry McLaurin. It's the antithesis of the diva wide receiver. It's the least likely guy in the recent history of the team to be the squeaky wheel, being the squeaky wheel. It was just jarring.
So I'll try to give you as many recaps, because we've done a lot on it over the last few days, as you'd imagine.
Yeah, I just kind of mean like the fan reaction.
Fan reaction, I'd say 80%+ is just, I don't care about any detail. Pay him! Ah! Right? Which is, I think, the intent there. Right? Because there are only so many, the way I expressed it, there are only so many levers you can pull when you're on that side, because the CBA is against you. You want to fix that, talk to a union rep, and get to fighting. But it's not set up for a player to be able to win in these kinds of circumstances, right, with holdouts and some of the mechanisms you have. This was the last big, public pressure campaign that you could do at an impromptu press conference in an Eastern Motors commercial.
Well, this is the only thing. By the way, Eastern Motors, attaboy. I mean, tip of the cap.
They knew what they were doing.
I haven't thought about Eastern Motors since 15 years ago when Clinton Portis was wearing the yellow jersey. Well, what an idea for them.
Sure. Like, here's the deal. We'll let people know that your job's your credit. We'll have Terry do a 45-minute presser with the Easterns in the background.
That was brilliant.
Yeah.
Like getting the word out to everyone in the media. Hey, come on down. You can talk to Terry McLaurin about Eastern Motors and other stuff.
And other things.
If there's anything you want to ask him other than Eastern Motors, you could do that too. Really well done.
So it was a wide-ranging thing. It probably should have been better managed, where I found out about his Italian vacation, some other stuff as we were meandering around. Like, it probably could have been like, I'll give a statement and cut it off. But, you know, my own reaction, number of things jumped out at me. You know, I didn't love it. I'm not mad at Terry. Totally allowed to do what you want. You're trying to get as much as you can. I don't begrudge that. But there was a lot of how, you know, I have to take care of my family. Family's very taken care of. You have so many millions, many more coming to you. You want your market value. You want as much as you can get.
Yeah,
I respect
to that. I didn't hear the family part. I just heard he wants to be respected. He feels like he's not being valued. I think those are very reasonable things to say when your value is pretty clear based on the market.
Yeah.
If they're not offering you that, then you should feel disrespected and devalued. As a guy who has been to call him a model citizen isn't good enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
There is nobody more conscientious. Nobody who's a better team player. This is what you want your kid to be. If right now as a father, I got two boys now as of a week ago, I can sign on the dotted line and they turn into Terry McLaurin. I'm not talking about playing in the NFL. I'm talking about as a human being, I'm sprinting to that piece of paper with a pen to sign. That's all you could ever want as right. a parent. And so to be that guy, and oh, by the way, fringe top 10 receiver in the league. I've always kind of said probably not top 10, maybe a little bit outside of that. But regardless, and now it's your turn to get paid. The market has spoken this offseason. It's time. I mean, that's kind of how it works. I find it to be ballsy. Maybe that's not the best word. Bold for Adam Peters and company to be willing to go toe-to-toe here with the face of the franchise.
Yeah, it's interesting, right?
And the fan favorite. I mean, he could do Peters, who he's my guy. I think he's outstanding. I don't even have a problem with him playing hardball right now on his side of the ledger, by the way. I think
we asked for a GM, and he's GMing.
Yeah. He's mostly right, I think, with what he's doing currently. But I say that to only bring up he could do no wrong. Like, this is the inanimate object against the immovable force, or whatever that saying is. Mm-hmm. Whereas in Adam we trust, best GM ever.
Let Peters cook.
Can't wait till Adam Peters makes the next move. And Terry McLaurin's your guy, and he's going, yeah, we could go Superman, Batman this thing. Why not? Pretty bold. This is the one move he's got right now where I would say you're going to have some people a little bit upset at you. But right. He's not backing down.
In the short term, yeah. I mean, but again, we looked at the track record both of not only him, but of Newmark and company in Detroit, where it was a year ago yesterday that Amon Ross St. Brown signed his extension. They signed Penei Sewell. These things take a while. So, like, everyone's like, they're doing so much damage for a second. But then once a contract gets done, I mean, Brandon Ayuk, the opposite of Terry McLaurin, couldn't be less professional, is flirting openly on Instagram Lives with other players and declaring that he wants a trade and is as malcontent as possible. He gets a contract, everything's fine. But it took forever for Nick Bosa, it took forever for Trent Williams, took forever for George Kittle. I mean, you go back through history, this is just a process. So, I'm not upset at that part of it at all. I guess here I'm not upset at anybody. Like, McLaurin should be advocating for himself. His agent should be doing it, I think, behind the scenes. But get as much as you can. This is your last chance to get a big one. So go get your big contract. No problem there. The team should try to pay you as little as possible. No problem there. Everyone's doing what they're supposed to do.
Well, I also like that the team never does anything publicly anymore.
Right.
And I say that as a fan talking to you right now on the air. As a media member, it's infuriating. I mean, I hate it. It is really hard to get information. And even basic stuff. Like, here's an example I'll give you. I don't think this throws anybody under the bus. Like, during free agency, texting people in the front office and people around the team, when they sign a guy, and we're on the air live talking to thousands of people, the idea of just saying, like, hey, congrats, nice move. Is this guy going to play more D-tackle or D-end? Like, there's not a team I've ever been around where someone just doesn't answer that question to educate you, to help educate the masses, because it's just good for everybody.
Yeah, they'll go, we're excited to have him.
Right, but like an example from the past with Kendall Fuller. Now we think he's a slot corner. He's going to play in the nickel, might play outside on the boundary a little bit. But like, there's no state secrets here. All you're doing is educating so that you have, at the end of the day, like a smarter fan base and expectations are more set and reasonable. There's really nothing to be lost. But, that current regime, it's like, hey, thanks. And they've made it very clear right. Every step of the way. And it's not just one person. This is all of them. We will not be speaking about anything media-wise.
This is the way we're doing
this
it.
This is how they do it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.